Guitarathon is the greatest guitar sale on earth, and it's happening now. Get massive savings on a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars, basses, amps, pedals, and other accessories. Get select Ernie Ball strings, 3 for $10. Save $100 on a Fender Special Edition Strat, or get a Yamaha acoustic for just $199. Plus, get special financing on select major brands. Don't miss these incredible deals. Available online and in-store, now through November 1st. Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. Find your sound.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
That's right. It's another edition of Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter, here on this Thursday, a game day for the New Orleans Pelicans as they're in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. And what should be a victory for the Pelicans? I mean, come on, it's the Nets. They have the worst record in the NBA right now. By three games, they're that bad, with just a record of 8-29. Pelicans, meanwhile, only a game out of the eighth seed at 15-24. A little bit further out now. I guess it's changed a little bit since Portland's played, but they're right in the thick of things. So this is a winnable game for the Pelicans, one they want to get. And I'm going to preview that for you guys here on Locked On Pelicans today. Sorry for no podcast yesterday. Dog is having some kind of emergency back surgery today. So was running around dealing with all of that. Couldn't get to the microphone to record, but everything's going to be good. We're back on schedule. And you know, tomorrow I'll be with you guys recapping the hopeful Brooklyn win, or not Brooklyn win, Pelicans win over Brooklyn, win in Brooklyn. Let's say it's that one. Don't forget, Locked On Pelicans is on iTunes, is on Audioboom, on any podcast app you use. I think there's the iPhone podcast app, there's Stitcher, which is what I personally use. I don't have an iPhone, as my girlfriend yells at me from the other room when I say that out loud and admit to it. But basically everywhere, so make sure you're subscribed, you're liking it, you're sharing it on Facebook, on Twitter, getting more listeners. You know, the Pelicans, they have a chance to the playoffs. We're going to have a lot to talk about as the season goes on, especially if Anthony Davis keeps playing, you know, and putting up monster performances as well. So it's definitely a great thing, a good time to be a Pelicans fan, kind of, as they've climbed back into the thick of it. So, like I said, lots of interesting things to talk about. Make sure you're part of the discussion by tweeting me questions either to my Twitter handle, at NolaJake, or to the sites, it's at Locked On Pels. And don't forget, we're part of the bigger network here, the Locked On Podcast Network, coming to you daily, whether you're following an NFL team, an NBA team, you want to learn about the NFL draft. If you're a big fantasy basketball player, there's a fantasy basketball podcast. I'm sure they're going to get an NBA draft podcast as well. There's also the weekly NBA draft podcast, which is, or not NBA draft, Locked On NBA podcast, which gives you an overview of the league as a whole. Look, I'm not going to spend that much time following Brooklyn, so I listen there to try and find out little bits of information about that team, so that when it comes to this, I can talk about them a little bit more. No one cares about Brooklyn that much. I don't even think they care in Brooklyn, especially with, you know, only 8 wins on the season. But if you want to find out more about the NBA, just be a smarter NBA overall, Locked On NBA, hosted by David Locke, is definitely the way to go. But this next game should be a win, and I'm going to keep this kind of brief for you guys today. Then we'll talk more about the recap and tomorrow and who played well, who didn't. But the Nets, they've lost 12 of their last 13 games. You could even make it even look a little bit worse if you stretch out further than that. I'm not going to. Their offensive rating is third worst in the league. Their defensive rating, fourth worst in the league. But the good thing for the Pelicans, other than that, is they actually play with the fastest pace in the league, which is something the Pelicans want to do. So this small ball lineup that likes to get out and run in transition, to get back on defense really quickly, and they're going to need to, because the Nets are going to push the pace after made shots, after misses by the Pelicans too. So they need to, the fact that they're playing with pace kind of plays into the Pelicans' hands. Only a good thing there. You know, for the rest of the things with them, they take a lot of threes, but they don't make the threes. So you kind of want them shooting that shot, at least try and contest their three-pointers a little bit. And they should be missing, should be an easy, like, internal victory right there. Jeremy Lin's out, so their assist numbers have been down, so there's less ball movement, a lot more isolation, which is kind of funny considering they don't have Joe Johnson anymore, and you'd figure maybe there'd be more of a passing style. And they have Kenny Atkinson as their head coach, who came from Atlanta, and that ball movement, Hawksian style of everything. But, hey, look, they're allowed to be bad. They just don't have, you know, a lot of collection of talent. So against them, you can, you know, force them into a lot of turnovers. You know, they have one or two guys, but again, that's really it. So if the Pelicans just play sound defensively, you can even give up offensive rebounds and get this team against this team and try and, you know, and get a good victory here. But you've got to force turnovers. You've got to press the point of attack, especially with them being down point guards and ball handlers. I mean, they're going to be running Isaiah Whitehead a good bit at point just because they don't have a lot here. And it's kind of one of those things. So he'll be, you know, one of the starting point, maybe not the starting point guard, but he's going to be getting minutes for them. He's a young guy. You can force him into mistakes. You can beat them by getting him to turn the ball over, just killing their offensive possessions already. You know, he's a rookie. This is going to be his, 31st game play. You know, and it goes to show you that Buddy Hield playing well is a good thing, because you could have a guy who's struggling instead, and it's never going to be a nice thing at all. Brook Lopez is really the only kind of big man threat, at least in my opinion, that you'd need to worry about. They should be able to handle him, at least with Anthony Davis. Davis can bottle him up. You should see the small ball lineup get some pretty good minutes, you know, today. The small forward position is kind of where Brooklyn has a little bit of talent and kind of a concern right there. Which isn't, you know, what you want to see if you're the Pelicans here. They've got Sean Kilpatrick, who plays two guard and kind of in that three wing spot a little bit. They have Rondé Hollis-Jefferson, a young guy who's pretty good, who can score a little bit. They've got Bojan Bogdanovic, who can also score and play a little bit. So that's where they're going to probably do their damage to the Pelicans. If you can kind of just limit that, and you've got, you know, Dante Cunningham and Solomon Hill there to be able to kind of not necessarily bottle those guys up, but at least limit them. It should be okay if you have Anthony Davis kind of roaming around the rim, you know, playing smart, getting on Lopez when he needs to get over there. But otherwise, just kind of roam a little bit, try and just take away their drives to the basket. Pelicans should walk out of here with an easy win. You know, again, you're just like not too worried about them, this team, for whatever reason. So by me saying this, it's probably going to jinx the Pelicans. Let's say they lose. Let's talk a hypothetical thing here. And, of course, we'll talk about this more on the podcast tomorrow. They lose. It's a bad loss. You know, I was on the radio the other day saying they've got to have beaten the Knicks. They did beat the Knicks. They got business done against bad teams you should beat. And we've seen in years past where they haven't beaten the bad teams that they should beat. And it just shows you're not really a playoff contender. The Pelicans need to make a move. They've been interested in Patty Mills. You've heard maybe they don't want to pay him that much, but there's some interest in other big name guys that they could trade a first round pick for. I think they're waiting to see, are they, you know, contenders or pretenders? Can they beat these really bad teams that they're supposed to beat on their, you know, march towards getting into the playoffs? If they don't, they're not going to trade that first round pick for a vet. They're going to probably keep it and use it to at least build that way. So I think they're kind of in a holding pattern right now, as they try and figure out, you know, who exactly they are. Well, you want to be that playoff team. You need to beat a team like the Nets tonight. And, you know, they should be able to do it. If they don't, we're going to be talking about how they probably need to blow this whole thing up, which, frankly, is what they should do if that's the case. But hopefully it doesn't come to that. So, like I said, shorter podcast today. I got a lot going on with Doggett and surgery. I got my final day of jury duty, something that's been like a two-week process, which I'm really excited to be done with. And a Pelicans game to watch tonight. They haven't played since Monday, so it'll be fun to watch them on TV. I like the road games because I get to hear the play-by-play and Joel Myers and David Wesley talking at me. It's always fun to get that, which you don't get in the arena. So Pelicans should win. Tomorrow we'll recap that. Get you guys set up for the weekend with the Pelicans as they, you know, kind of keep on going with this road trip. Hopefully a win. Hopefully it's not going to be a sad cast, a disappointed cast tomorrow, but instead the happy cast. as they win and get even closer to the eighth spot. This team wants the playoffs. Beat the bad teams. It's okay if you lose to teams you shouldn't beat, but you've got to at least beat the bad teams. Otherwise, you're just a bad team all around. So thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to check out Vox and the Hound, the band that's doing the intro and outro music here. Very big thanks to them for providing that. We'll have some more songs from them as the intro coming up pretty soon, actually. So they've also got a show coming up next month at Gasa Gasa. Their Twitter handle, it's at Vox and the Hound. Pretty easy. So definitely give them a follow. Check them out as well. So thank you all for listening, and I'll be back with you guys tomorrow.
Napa Know-How. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.